This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, some West Suburban parents are calling for increased school safety. WBBM's Carolina Garibay explains.
Parents of Glenbard East High School students say they're frustrated after three instances of threats happened within the past 2 weeks. On September 10th, a loaded gun was found in a school bathroom, and in the days following, two more incidents occurred, including social media threats that led the school to be placed on a secure status. At a District 87 board meeting, parent Karma Ludwig said the school needs better safety and prevention measures.
Find some dollars for metal detectors. I would say clear backpacks, things that are going to help keep our students safe.
And board members assured parents they're taking the threat seriously.
All of us who are part of Glenbard, especially this board, are concerned for the safety of our students is priority number one.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Representatives of the Chicago Public Schools and the Teachers Union are expected to return to the bargaining table this evening. The talks come in the midst of rising tensions in the school district and at a time when school CEO Pedro Martinez is under pressure to resign. There are reports that the mayor asked him to step down last week, and the CTU House of Delegates issued a no-confidence vote in Martinez last week. The union says unanimous vote came after reports that Martinez is considering closing more than 100 schools and other measures to balance the district's budget.
A South Suburban mayor is facing prison after being found guilty in an embezzlement case.
Fort Heights Mayor Charles Griffin will be sentenced next month on charges of official misconduct and theft of between $10,000 and $100,000. Prosecutors initially claimed Griffin stole close to $150,000 in village funds, quote, to benefit himself, his family, and his friends between 2014 and 2017, during and after his first tenure as mayor. When he lost to Annie Coulter in 2017, she reported financial irregularities to authorities. A year later, Griffin was charged, yet in 2021 was elected mayor again. Griffin allegedly spent Fort Heights funds at several different stores and restaurants. A judge referred to the, quote, mountain of evidence when convicting Griffin. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A businessman will spend time behind bars for selling stolen goods out of his Crestwood store. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker joins us live now at the anchor desk.
Cisco, a judge ordered 49-year-old Ziad Zaid of Frankfurt to spend more than 2 years in federal prison for running a fencing operation out of his suburban Chicago stores. Prosecutors said Zaid purchased stolen goods, some off of rail cars near Chicago, to repackage and sell out of state and overseas. He used his Crestwood Electronics store to sell stolen laptops, digital cameras, and other items. Zaid was also ordered to pay restitution by a judge of more than $1 million. Reporting live from the news desk, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A leading Chicago alderman says he's encouraged by the mayor's statement that he's looking for new technology to replace the now canceled ShotSpotter gunshot detection system. Alderman Jason Irvin also says the mayor was right in ending that contract.
The challenge that I saw, and I think everybody else may see in time if you really look at it objectively, is that the system was not used as an intelligence tool, which is what it really is. I've seen only one example where a ShotSpotter was used to predict and lower crime in certain areas.
Irvin heads the City Council Budget Committee and is a close ally of the mayor.
A North Suburban school district is implementing plans to reduce its budget deficit.
District 65 in Evanston and Skokie is planning to make some sharp cuts so it doesn't get taken over by the state. It comes after a financial consultant hired by the district gave a grave warning last week, with the district seeing deficits over $10 million over the last three school years due to increasing expenses and decreasing revenues. The news comes also as the district is preparing to build a school in Evanston's Fifth Ward. The plan is to make changes starting next school year, with specifics being presented to the board in January of 2025. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A downstate family is suing several DCFS employees, accusing them of a cultural bias in removing a seven-month-old boy.
Taken from his Spanish-speaking parents last year in Beardstown, Illinois, even after medical experts concluded no sign of abuse or neglect and small discolorations on the boy's legs, DCFS employees also accused of not providing at the time of removal an interpreter for the mother to explain or defend herself to caseworkers.
DCFS knew within 24 hours by their own medical experts. In fact, they were told that the spots on his legs were common to the Hispanic population.
An attorney for the family, Michelle Cody Carter, says the boy was placed in several non-Spanish-speaking foster homes by DCFS over the span of 3 months and suffered developmental delays, something the department acknowledged in their records was caused by his new environment and separation from his mother's breastfeeding, yet still refused to return him to his family. The young boy was allowed back home only after the case against the parents was immediately dismissed by the Cass County State's Attorney upon their first viewing.
At no point did DCFS make the decision to return GL home. The Cass County State's Attorney's Office, in dismissing the case, is the only reason that he went home.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Sports sponsored by Air Room Architects, Builders, and Remodelers. Here's Josh List.
Averaging 210 yards passing a game, Caleb Williams will crack the Bears' top 50 this weekend in just his fourth NFL game. He's sort of like your hungry teenager, Caleb Williams. A lot on his plate, and there's usually a mess involved, but the Bears want it that way. They're feeding him pretty much all of the playbook already, and the rookie quarterback ranks a respectable 17th in the NFL with 630 yards passing in three games, more than Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, right behind Josh Allen. Buffalo getting four Allen touchdown passes in the first half. Smash Jacksonville 47-10. Rookie Jaden Daniels 21-23. Two touchdowns and a near flawless performance from the rookie quarterback in Washington's convincing win over Cincinnati. Eliminated since Saturday, the Cubs continue to fade away, falling in Philadelphia 6-2. Caleb Killian gives up two homers, including a Schwarb bomb. The Cubs have five left, use Justin Steele in Philly tonight. They've already matched the 1962 expansion team Mets for most losses in a season since 1900. And with six games to go, the White Sox, 36-120, host the Angels tonight, soon to be the first 121-loss team. Worst ever on one side of town, best ever on the other. The record for most wins in a season is 116, held by the 01 Mariners and 1906 Cubs. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. A new study says not enough pregnant women are getting the necessary prenatal tests to detect it early.
Dr. Joyce Wu is a pediatric cardiologist at Lurie Children's Hospital. She says the 20-week ultrasound is a critical test for pregnant women, and not enough of them are able to or can afford to get it. A big barrier is insurance disparities.
In the United States, insurance is tied to our jobs, isn't tied to our socioeconomic status. Insurance is really a variable or an aspect of a person that is not just capturing, you know, what insurance plan they have, but really capturing the societal resources that they have.
In another study, they discovered that the most common socioeconomic barriers to prenatal diagnosis was difficulty with appointment scheduling, distance to care or lack of transportation, challenges with getting time off work to attend appointments, and lack of child care. Dr. Wu says prenatal diagnosis is critical to the health of babies with congenital heart defects. Lisa Fielding, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating two shootings in Woodlawn. They happened last night and in the early hours of this morning. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker reports.
The first shooting happened around 8 o'clock in the 6600 block of South St. Lawrence Avenue in Chicago's Woodlawn neighborhood. A man was sitting in a front room of a home when he was hit by gunfire coming from outside. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. The second shooting took place around 3 in the morning near East 63rd Street and South Cottage Grove. Police say a 17-year-old was walking when he was struck by gunfire. He was taken to the hospital and listed in fair condition. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The search is on for a vandal who targeted vehicles in Chicago's Dunning neighborhood overnight.
Police say around 1:45 a.m., eight cars were found damaged on North Nordica Avenue between Addison and West Byron. The driver's side and passenger side windows on the cars were smashed, and property was found taken from one of the vehicles. Police say the suspect is a man who fled the scene in a dark-colored sedan. No one is in custody, and there are no further details. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app, to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.